And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani spent last week renewing his demand to abolish Immigration and Customs Enforcement one day after an ICE officer in Houston shot and killed a Mexican national who, according to the agency, rammed an ICE vehicle during an arrest operation and then tried to run the officer down. Mamdani demanded a full independent investigation, then got to the point saying, "Abolish ICE." So a man allegedly weaponizes his car against law enforcement and the mayor of America's largest city decides the officer's agency is what shouldn't exist. Meanwhile, in Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz and his pardon board granted clemency last month to a Laotian man who repeatedly raped a 10-year-old girl in the early 2000s and offered her money to stay quiet. A plea deal spared him prison. A judge ordered him deported in 2006, and he simply stayed for another 20 years. The pardon landed days before his scheduled removal and wiped the conviction off his record, with Walz insisting he could find no reason Minnesota would be safer or better with the man gone. Secretary of State Marco Rubio settled that question last week by revoking his legal status and deporting him anyway. Oh, and let me jump back a story. Speaking of Mamdani, a new Pew Research Center survey finds 44% of Muslim Americans hold a favorable view of Hamas. Not the Palestinian people, but Hamas, the terror group behind the October 7th massacre, whose torture and sexual abuse of hostages has been documented in sickening detail. For comparison, just 4% of evangelical Christians said the same. And those numbers are appearing as fierce critics of Israel, Mamdani chief among them, continue climbing the ranks of the Democratic Party. 44%, it's not a fringe. It's a constituency, and politicians knew exactly whose votes they were courting. Out in California, lawmakers are pushing Assembly Bill 2540, which would force community colleges with student health centers to dispense abortion pills starting in 2029. State universities are already required to offer them. The bill's Democratic author says it closes a critical gap for diverse and economically vulnerable students. So Sacramento looks at vulnerable young women and decides what they need the most is a faster way to end the lives of their babies between classes. Yeah, in the Golden State, that's what passes for compassion. But there is better news out of Missouri, where the governor signed a budget provision blocking state funds from paying for cross-sex hormones or so-called gender transition surgeries for prison inmates. It closes a loophole in a 2023 law that banned the surgeries but still allowed taxpayer-funded hormones with a prescription. Legal challenges, of course, are expected, but for now, Missouri taxpayers are off the hook. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to book my Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.